Richardson. Here's the throw from Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single.
You know what time it is? Let the countdown begin. How we doing on this fine Tuesday, people? Crusade Channel, Sports Talk with Corey Clark. 3 p.m. Eastern time currently, and it's going to be a crazy hour because there is officially 1 hour left until the NFL trade deadline comes to a close. We'll break that all down for you right here throughout the hour. Any breaking news that pops up on the Twitter feed, we'll break. You can follow me on Twitter at Corey Clark Radio, C-O-R-E-Y. Get in the chat room, chat amongst your friends at crusadechannel.com/chat. You can also call in to the Crusade Channel phone line at 844-527-8723. That's 844-5-CRUSADE. Had an entire show ready to go, and then breaking news after breaking news happened literally in the last 60 minutes of the day. So we're going to have to start things off. We will not start with the World Series. We can't. There's too much going on right now in the sports world. As I said, the NFL trade deadline is at 4 p.m. Eastern time, which means no more NFL trades can be made at that deadline. So we are officially almost 56 minutes away from that. We're going to break that down. There's a big report about a certain top-tier safety in the National Football League that's been going around. We'll kick things off with that. There's some big news coming from the NCAA about the Pay-to-Play Act. That broke just about 20 minutes ago. I have the article that we will read about it, and we'll go into more detail and what that means. And then we'll talk a little World Series because tonight's a big game, obviously Game 6 in Houston. If Houston wins, they walk away champions. If Washington can pull it off, they'll force a Game 7 tomorrow night. And the more NFL stuff I didn't get a chance to get to, we'll talk about last night's Tank Fest, Kyle Allen of the Panthers, Andy Reid, the Denver Broncos, Joe Flacco news, what's going on over there. Won't talk much about the Cincinnati Bengals, but we'll tell you now, Andy Dalton did get benched today. Today is his 31st birthday, so happy birthday, Andy Dalton. You just got benched, and they're going to put in another quarterback that isn't about their future. In all reality, this is the Bengals tanking. They know they're going in a different direction, and it's looking more and more likely that the Cincinnati Bengals could hold that first overall pick or second overall pick and the possibility of taking Joe Burrow, bringing him back home to Ohio. So things are looking more and more likely along those lines. And then we'll get into the segment I enjoy doing around halfway point of the regular season. We did this towards the beginning. What I thought, we'll go back towards it. Who's a contender? Who's a pretender in the National Football League when it comes to competing down the stretch and making the playoffs? And a little bit of NBA talk. And then Corey's call, pick tonight's Game 6 of the World Series. So far, trades that have been accompanied by in the National Football League in the last 2 days have been Aqib Talib to the Miami Dolphins for a 5th-round pick. So the Rams sent Aqib Talib. It's basically just a salary cap dumper so they can afford to pay Jalen Ramsey in the offseason or here shortly. Either way, we don't know. But we do know that is why Aqib Talib's going to Miami. He got the good old Brock Osweiler treatment when he went to Miami from Denver. Just got shipped, got rid of his contract. That's bad. Aqib Talib. I mean, obviously, you go from a Rams team that's trying to compete for a division, was in the Super Bowl not even a year ago, and now you are nonetheless on, if not the one of the worst teams in all of football. I don't know if this means Aqib Talib will just get cut or if he'll play out the year, but the Dolphins, we'll talk about it when we talk about the Tank Fest. This is just another move. If they decide to keep Aqib Talib and they keep playing Ryan Fitzpatrick, man, they're going to keep messing around and end up getting a win on accident. And that's going to really screw up all of their plans. Other trades were Kenyon Drake running back to the Cardinals and Leonard Williams to the Giants. not the biggest. We are waiting for one of the bigger trades coming up